Oil prices are at their highest level since September 1990, 2 months after Iraq invaded Kuwait. If prices rise much higher, many analysts believe the federal government may release oil from its strategic reserves. Independent economist Phil Verliger says there are two main reasons why prices are so steep.
One, the disruption of the Venezuelan production left inventories low. And two, buyers of crude oil, refiners, are scared to death to buy oil in advance of the coming war. There is a fear that the U.S. government and other countries will release strategic stocks and effectively have a Christmas sale on oil. Prices will drop $10 a barrel and leave the refiners with huge financial losses. And for that reason, companies essentially either don't buy oil, or when they buy oil, they pay a premium of about 10 cents a gallon to insure against a fall in the price of oil when those stocks are released.
I'm confused. They don't want to buy oil? I would think if they anticipate a need for oil, they would want to have some in stock.
Everyone thinks that way, and that is historically correct. But companies have about 250 million barrels, and the U.S. government's sitting on 600 million barrels. And if the U.S. government should release some of that oil, the value of the company inventories would fall in half. They just can't afford the risk.
Yeah. What effect is the price situation having on the economy?
Some of the economic studies that have been done suggest that every time we get a large increase in the price of oil on the magnitude we've had now, we see a recession 15 to 18 months later. The studies I've done show that the economic forecast for growth next year need to be marked down by about 2 percentage points or 3 percentage points, which takes us precariously close to a recession. The high oil price is having a significant effect on the economy and a significant effect on consumer budgets.
Is Venezuela the chief reason why oil supplies are so low? Is there something else going on?
Venezuela is one reason, but as the U.S. Senate committee pointed out Wednesday, the U.S. government was filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve last year as prices were rising. And by my estimate, had the U.S. government not filled the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve or returned the 20 million barrels they'd put in back to the market, prices right now would be around $28 a barrel instead of $38 a barrel, and gasoline prices might be 25 to 35 cents lower.
What do you think OPEC would do in the event of war?
Well, OPEC has said that it will increase production, and OPEC has said it wants to be able to supply the world before strategic reserves are used.
So OPEC would increase oil production when one of its members is under attack?
My guess is all the OPEC countries would increase production, in part because it's in their interest to keep prices in the mid-20s and not have them in the high 30s. If they're in the high 30s or higher, they'll face a recession in the West, in the United States certainly, probably the rest of the world, and a loss in demand and loss in revenue in 2004, 2005.
So it's just business.
It's just business. It has always been just business, and it ain't going to change.
Phil Verliger is an independent economist in California.